Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much. I am Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, Miss On Fire to Inspire. So I am so excited about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is living, loving, and learning. So again, thank you so much for joining us. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally, totally grateful. So I want to give a thanks to all of my sponsors. Thank you so much for Red Rose Conquerors with Ms. Cornelia Brown. I tell you, that dynamic lady is a business coach. She is a strategist. And when I tell you, look up Cornelia Brown, and she will take great care of you. Tell her you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire. And y'all, we just finished our Zumba session with Dance with Mina. Woo, look her up too. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can do a virtual Zumba. So, hey, we got to be moving and, you know, get busy and things of that nature. So, thank you so much for that. We have Unique Expression by Design, where you can get all of your custom products done, whether it's custom for your business or personal use. Like many of us have these seniors coming out, and you may want to get some things done. Unique Expression by Design can definitely take care of those things for you. Great evening, everybody, as you're joining us. And hello, everybody in Radio Land as well. Then we also have Ultimately Unique You, and they take care of any of your accessories, ladies. And that's on Instagram. Ultimately Unique You has the necklaces, bracelets, earrings, purses, all of that good stuff. So check them out on Instagram. If you have not already gotten your of the 21-day mind detox for the one-year anniversary, I'm doing a 60% off sale. So I will post that link. It's actually over on the Smashwords link that where you can actually get it for that price. And what else? Oh, for those of you who are joining me in this detox and getting healthy journey, go to bit.ly/onfire, the number 2, the word live. And get your detox products, your liquid vitamins, and all that good stuff, right? So we're going to be talking tonight about living, loving, and learning. In the atmosphere that we're in the time that we're in, you know, so many people have kind of, I'm not going to say given up, but I'm going to also say given up. And so it's time for us to move from a place of pause. It's time to pause, right? So as we talk about living, loving, and learning, if you want to share, I'm going to actually bring you on with me on camera. So if you're like many of us, when you're in quarantine mode, you may have your hair standing up on top of your head. So make sure you comb your hair down because you will actually be on the camera with me. But we're going to be talking about living, loving, and learning. What does that mean to you? What does that topic say to you? Hi, everybody, you're joining this evening. I am Aaliyah, Miss On Friday Inspire. And we're going to be talking about living, loving, and learning. So as I was saying, so many of us have kind of put ourselves in a pause mode. And we've been in this space and in this place for a month. So it's time for us to unpause and live again. So what does that look like to you? It may be different for many people, but living, I'm going to tell you what living is not. Living is not getting on your couch and just binging out all day on Netflix, doing nothing, eating and gaining weight. You can do that on the weekends or you can do that from time to time, but for an entire month and a half, going on 2 months for some people, that's unhealthy. You got to get moving. You got to challenge your mind. You got to get some movement going. I tell you, I feel awesome when we do those Zumba sessions with Tamina on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. Y'all can look it up on Dance with Mina. But I'm telling y'all, it's such a blessing. But you got to unpause and live again. So it's time to, like, move. And when I say move, move in a place of mentally moving, mentally, physically moving, and then challenging yourself to go beyond, you know, just sitting on the couch every day, just your status quo that has become your new norm. You know, what can you learn? There are so many things out here right now that there are a lot of companies that are offering free different free items. I have a list of them I was going to read to you guys for those of you when we get to the learning part, but I am not going to get ahead of myself because we will talk about that when we get to that part. But again, we're in our new atmosphere, and so it's a little different, but it's time to unpause and continue to live. We have to live. There are some things that we can't control, but the things that you can control, let's do that. So I have a scripture for you all about the living part. And John 10:10, New Living Translation said, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." So it's time for us to have a rich and satisfying life, regardless of what it's looking like, what it feels like. You know, it's time to start looking within and live from the inside out, because we can't just get caught up in, oh, we're in the quarantine and this is that. At some point, the strongest person will break. You have to come out of what the new norm is and do something that's new for you, new to you, new for you. So that's living, the living part. We're going to go into loving, and then we're going to go into learning, and then I'm going to bring you guys on. So whoever wants to join me on screen and share, what does this topic mean to you? What does this say for you? Living, loving, and learning. So loving. We know that a lot of times people, because of life or things that have happened, a lot of times people don't feel loved. They don't feel loved. And so remind your family, especially at this time, remind them that they are loved. Remind them, tell them that they're loved, because tomorrow's not promised. So don't wait and keep putting off. You know what? I need to call my Aunt Sally or my Uncle John. Call them now and tell them, Uncle, I love you. Auntie, I love you. Because again, tomorrow's not promised. And in the loving, I have two scriptures for you in love. So we're talking about love. Luke 10:27, New Living Translation. It says, "The man answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as you love yourself." So love on your people, because right now this is so different, and you never know what people are. Sometimes just calling them and checking on them. Hey, how you doing today? A text can just, liven and lighten someone up, because, you know, we're still practicing social distancing. So you want to let them know that they're thought of. Let them know they're loved. Let them know that you're thinking about them. You won't believe how much that speak to people when they feel like they're, you know, forgotten, especially the elderly, because a lot of them, they're not going out at all because of their immune systems are compromised many times. A lot of them aren't going out. So check in on them. You know, love on them a little bit. Next scripture for you guys on the topic of love. And that one's, this was coming from Matthew 22, 37 through 38. Good News Translation says this. Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." 38 says, "This is the greatest and the most important commandment. The second most important commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself." Now, I just read to you the Good News Translation. That was Matthew 22, 37 through 38, Good News Translation. Now, again, you know, we're loving and showing love. And however you show love, be it calling and checking, texting, whatever. I mean, right now you're hearing so many things with, you know, in the news. But you want to make sure that that the people that you love know that you appreciate them, know that you love them. It doesn't take much to just call them and check in on them. It doesn't take much to text them and just check in on them. Okay? All right. Excuse me. And our last part we're talking about is learning. Now, again, like I said, there are so many things out here right now that you can learn. So many things are being offered for free. Kirby, I said for free. So, with that said, what are some things that you're interested in, or you have been interested in, but life happened, you were too busy, you know, you were taking care of your children, you know, doing your whatever duties that you were taking care of, whether it was home duties, work life, whatever that was. But understand that now you have a little time on your hands. Many people still have a lot of time on their hands. So now it's time for us to take a look at some of the things and learn from those things. So for those of you who are trying to learn some things, MailChimp is offering a special right now. And it says current customers who have 25 or fewer employees are eligible for up to 3 months of free MailChimp service. So if you have MailChimp and you're a current employee, a current customer with 25 customers or less, hey, take advantage. That's a free option right now. For those of you, Google is offering some free stuff. It says Google will allow free access to the enterprise version of Hangouts, Meet to All G Suite, and G Suite for Education users now through July 1st. So opportunities to learn for free for the next couple of months. There's another one called 1Password. 1Password is free to small business owners for 6 months. So your remote team can securely share passwords and create custom groups, vaults, and permissions. So these are places and things that you can learn, opportunities for learning, and again, it's free. So we don't have any excuses right now. Apple is offering two of its professional software to businesses at no charge for 90 days. Final Cut Pro X for video editing, and Logic Pro X to create music. So for those of you who love doing videos or love doing music, create music, hey, Apple is offering Final Cut Pro X and Logic Pro X. So that's something you can look at, and free of charge for 90 days. Business Warrior, this is a software platform for small businesses. It's offering 12 months of free access to its software and support, including personalized recommendations to drive new customers and improve profitability during this uncertain time. Then you have Shopify. Shopify, they're offering the e-commerce platform. It's offering an extended 90-day trial to new customers. So if some of you were thinking about going on Shopify and you was like, well, I don't want to jump out there and create a monthly bill. Guess what? They have 3 months, 90 days free for new customers. So never try it. And this is an opportunity for you to try it. It's free. All right. Hootsuite is the social media management platform. It's offering free access to its professional plan for now through July 1st. So Hootsuite is a platform that will allow you to be able to post on multiple platforms at one time. And their professional plan is going to be free up now through July 1st. So take advantage of these free things. I mean, I'm just naming a few things, but if you go out there and Google free classes, free webinars, free whatever that you're interested in, this is the time. The time is now. You have nothing but time on your hands, and now it's time to improve you and become the best version of you that you can be. There's no excuse, because time is on your side, and it's free. Another thing you can take advantage of is Rise Up World. On Rise Up World, and there's a challenge that Pete Vargas did a couple of weeks. He did it for 23 days, y'all. It was absolutely phenomenal. But he's going to continue it every single Monday. And so he said, if I help you win your Monday, I'll help you win your week. And if you win your week, you can win your month, and you know, you can win your year, and so on and so forth. So look up Rise Up World on Facebook every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm telling you guys, it is absolutely phenomenal. Pete Vargas III is absolutely awesome. And then you also have different speakers that he brings on. He brought on Tony Robbins yesterday. He had an interview with him, and he played that. Next week, we're going to have Prince EU is going to be the guest next week. But he has phenomenal speakers that are like well known, and they're so encouraging, and it's like putting a fire into you. So it just really encourages you to just live beyond just existing, because you know that's one of the things that I've said from day one. It's time to stop existing and start living a life that God called you to. So in this place and in this space of being in the quarantine, some of us have gotten into that existing mode. I'll be honest, we all had, you know, for a moment, because we really didn't know what to expect, how long to expect it. It was new to all of us. But now things are changing. Some jobs are still having you work from home. Some jobs are still having you at home. But whatever the temperature is for where you are, make sure that you're living, you're loving, and you're learning. It's time for you to come outside of that box of just existing. Now, I'm going to paste this link on there. For those of you who want to share tonight's topic, living, loving, and learning, I'm going to post it. I'm going to have to post it at the bottom, because for some reason, it will not allow you to post in the personal, profile. I didn't realize that before I actually did it on the personal, because I've been doing it on the business profile for the last couple of weeks. So let me see if I can get this actually copied for you guys. So bear with me just a moment. If some of you want to come on with me live, you'll be able to do so. Let me see here. So I just added that link for those of you who want to actually come in and share on that topic. That link is in my personal profile. You'll click on it, and I'll see you kind of raising your hand, and I'll bring you on with me. So for those of you who are thinking about using StreamYard, I had some ladies that we did a collaboration meeting today. For those of you who are thinking about using StreamYard, if you do it from your business post, your business, it is a free service, but if you do it from your business thing, you can actually post and comment and things of that nature. On your personal profile, which tonight is the first night I've used my personal profile, it doesn't allow you to do that. So I am seeing the pros and cons of both. But if you want to come in and share with me tonight, click on that link that you see. If you click on my actual profile under Aaliyah Butler, you will see the link, and you can click on it. I'll see you come into the chat room, so to speak, and bring you on. But it's time, guys. It is time. I say guys, but it's time, y'all, to live, love, and learn. I mean, this is like the best time to just maximize, because you have time. You have extra time. Do the things that you used to love doing. Some people used to love baking. Bake again. Some people used to love cook again. Some people used to love writing or creating music. Guess what? You have time on your side. Do those things. Do the things that you used to love that you found yourself not having the time to do anymore because time was just the thing that you didn't have enough of. You know, I used to think when I was working in the corporate world and working in downtown Atlanta and living in the suburbs, I was like, woo, by the time you fight traffic going to work, you work and then you fight traffic going back home, you're exhausted. And then you still got to, you know, life is still happening once you got home. But that's not our world right now. So take the time, make the best of this time, and do what you need to do. In the learning portion, I did have a scripture for you guys. And y'all have to excuse me for some guys because that's just the terminology I use. That's the country girl in me, I guess. But the learning portion of the scripture that I want to use for learning, and that one's going to be Proverbs 1 and 7. And I'm going to be reading that one from Good News Translation as well. So bear with me. Everything else I actually had written down, didn't have that one written down. So Proverbs 1 and 7, and the Good News Translation says this, to have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. So for us to now, knowledge is just so, now of course we're reverencing God, but it's time for us to really, really be, learn, live in a capacity of being life, and one of my friends say, be a lifelong student, lifelong learner. I mean, you should never get complacent with what you know. The most successful people, they read every day. They learn something new, if not daily, weekly. They're learning something new. But one of the things they do is they read regularly. They spend time learning from people who are experts in the things that interest them. So, like, one of the people I love listening to is Les Brown. And so I love listening to, going to YouTube and listening to things that he, I mean, he's such a great speaker. And he's, you know, he's had been for decades. But to know people's story, you're like, wow, they overcame that. I mean, the man had cancer. It hit his body. And it, I can never say the word, y'all, metastasized to 7 parts of his body. And they had called his family in. And they said, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. Guess what? He said, I refuse to allow what they said to get into my mind and get into my head. He said, what I said was, I'm going to make it through this. I'm going to make it out of this. And guess what? He did. And so even on the day that they had given him up, he said, you know what? If I'm going to go out, I'm going out doing the things I love. So he had someone video him on his supposedly deathbed, and he spoke because he loved speaking and encouraging people. He spoke for 1.5 hours. Now, y'all, if that's not encouraging, when they've given you up, he said, I'm not going out without a fight, and I'm going to go out doing what I love. He loved encouraging people. He loved making people laugh and life. So now it's time for you to live. And, you know, even in the space and in the place where they had given him up, time to live, y'all. Live beyond this quarantine. Think about when we come out of this, how do I see myself? You want to see yourself strong. You want to see yourself even more educated in whatever it is that interests you. There may be a new business that's birthed in this space and in this place. There may be some collaborations with other small businesses. You don't know what you're going to come out of this doing. I've met so many new people. I was on a mastermind with some ladies who were all from different places last week. And then I was on another one with some ladies today. There were 7 of us. Every one of us were from different states. And none of us knew each other. We were actually all met each other through Pete Vargas. I'm sorry, Pete. But at the same time, y'all, it's time to walk with people who are walking and doing the things you love, of y'all walking together, living and learning together, pushing each other, holding each other accountable. Because some of us aren't doing the same thing, but now you have accountability partners that says, hey, Aaliyah, you got this. Hey, girl, you know what? You may be having a problem in this area, but you know what? This worked for me. So let me tell you how I did it. If you have a team or a person or a couple of people that you can kind of, you know, run things past, this is the hour to do it. Get in the space and the place of meeting new people. In the virtual world, I mean, y'all, when I tell you I never attended virtual sessions like what they put on Rise Up World 2020 was absolutely phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. Went to a women's prayer wars, and I think of the name of it that Adrian and her ladies put on. Women Warriors. Oh my goodness, I can't think of the name of it. Minister Adrian Young put that on a couple of months ago. So in the virtual world, y'all, a lot of things that we never would have thought of, things are being birthed. In this hour, things are being birthed. It's time for you to do so. So y'all know I'm the purpose midwife. I'm your cheerleader. So it's time for you to understand that it's time to live from the inside out and do that which you are called to do. Do that which you love to do. When we were younger, we dreamed. It's time to dream again, y'all. It's time to live again. It's time to unpause and start living the life that you were created to live. So I guess I have too many people that are being a little shy tonight. Let me just check and make sure nobody's in the radio world that wants to talk. For those of you who are shy and don't want to come on camera, you can actually dial in at 929-477-2178. We'll bring you on, and you don't have to be seen if you don't want to be seen. But for those of you who do want to share, I have put the link inside of my personal profile where you can click on it, because inside of this StreamYard on the personal profile, it will not allow you to type in there. So I actually type, and you have to click on that link. Once you click on that link, I will see you and bring you on. So if you're interested in coming on, hey, come on. Let's talk. Let's chat. We're chatting about living, loving, and learning. I'm so excited about this topic, y'all, because many of us are going to see life through different eyes now. And that's my prayer for you, that you now, that the blinders are falling off, that your ears are unclogged, and that you're now actually, you're living, you're learning, and you're loving. You're loving yourself, you're loving each other, you're loving your children, you're loving your family. You're just living and loving the space you're in, despite what's going on around you. You're living and you're loving life. You're still learning. You're lifelong learners, as my friend Teresa says. Being a lifelong learner is a great thing. It's time to surround yourself with some people that are moving in the same direction that you're moving in. Take advantage of these free offers right now that they're doing with a little bit of everything. Learn what you can in this time, in this atmosphere. Live, love, and learn. I'm Aaliyah, Miss On Friday Inspire. I see you guys same time, same place next week on Friday Inspire. I will talk to you then. I'm your Purpose Midwife, Aaliyah. Talk to y'all next week. Love you guys.